Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Brought to you by Sky. Brand new Sky original documentary, Murder at the Cottage, coming soon on Sky.
Right, Emer, what are you looking at this weekend?
Well, we thought they were done. We had talked about it. We'd watched all the clips. We debated everything about it. But no, the Friends reunion is not finished.
How can it not be finished?
Because, of course, if you've got James Corden involved, you have to get them to do one thing, and that is carpool karaoke.
Of course.
Yeah, it's actually, now, to be fair, I am not James Corden's biggest fan, but this is very good. And they only sing once. They sing the Friends song. And actually, they can all sing.
Wow, they actually can.
Yeah.
I had a quick look at this, all right, and I have to say one thing about it, which is we were all a bit worried about Matthew Perry when he was on because he just seemed a little bit out of sorts. Mm. And his people said he had some emergency dental work done or whatever.
He definitely had a new set of teeth.
He did have a new set of teeth, but he seems way more together. And even though this was shot at the same time as the other thing,
they all seem way more relaxed.
Yeah,
so I don't know when they did it in the course of the day, but they do because it's on the Warner Brothers lot. And actually, the funniest part of it is when they're driving around singing "I'll Be There for You." The set in the background is from the Gilmore Girls. So I was like, I'm watching this cast of Friends singing the song from Friends, driving around Stars Hollow. None of this makes sense.
James did the usual thing he does, which is like, is it okay if we listen to some music? And they go, yeah. And he put it on. And Jennifer Aniston went, she put her head in her hands.
They were really emotional when they heard the song. And in general, I don't know, I think they might have done this before they started filming properly because they all seem, they're way more relaxed, way raw. They did like a Q&A then in Central Perk where they kind of like did like pick the Friends. I have a clip there where they ask, James Corden asked them a question about who was the most likely to steal stuff on set.
Point to the friend who stole the most wardrobe from set.
Yes.
Okay.
I still wear it.
She still has so many shoes from Friends and out. Yes.
And dresses. I would go into Monica's rack and I would. And I would steal.
Yeah, you do.
I would go into Monica's area.
Rack. No, stick with rack. Monica's rack. She always has a good
Okay.
Yet again.
So she stole everything off the set. That's amazing.
Matty, what are we calling her now? Matty Bond.
Matty Bond.
Steals the show yet again.
Monica's rack.
But that's up on YouTube now. It's really good. James Corden goes around the set. And actually, the thing that I was most struck by was, you know, the staircase up to the apartments.
Yeah.
He shows what's actually there. And sure, it's just a wall. But even, you know, 20 years later and having watched all the behind the scenes things, I was still like, that's just a wall. They just fake running up the stairs.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Okay, so that's up there on YouTube if you want to go have a look at that. James Corden and the cast of Friends doing carpool karaoke.
And actually, a former Friends guest star and someone people thought would be in the reunion is Paul Rudd.
Mm.
Unfortunately, he wasn't. But it's really exciting because him and Will Ferrell are doing a TV show together for Apple TV Plus.
No.
Yes. So it's launching late November. I have a clip of the trailer here. Okay. It's called The Shrink Next Door.
Everything is fine. How's the situation with your sister?
Fine.
And how's the work?
It's fine.
You know what word I'm getting a little tired of hearing from you, Marty? The F word.
Everything is not fine.
You're a nice guy. I'm not going to let anyone use you.
Therapy works. It's empowering. It's liberating.
I feel like I'm on drugs. I mean, I've never taken them before, but I mean, I assume this is what drugs feel like.
So what Paul Rudd is the shrink who lives next door?
It's actually based on a true story, which has since been turned into a podcast. Oh. And it's about this experimental therapist in the 80s who dealt with the client. So I'd never heard of the story before. It looks absolutely brilliant and anything they do together, sure.
Now, is it comedy though, or is it a bit of a dramedy?
I think it's going to be a dramedy, a dark comedy, but okay. There's an amazing cast. There's obviously the two lads who, and actually if you're into Anchorman 2 is on E4 on Sunday night. Always recommend.
Very
it.
Good.
But Catherine Hahn, who's in loads of things, most recently in WandaVision, yeah. And Casey Wilson, who people might know from Happy Endings, she's in it too. So the cast looks really good. Okay. It looks like a really nice kind of, I'd say, like 8-parter that people will binge and everyone will talk about.
You'll laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah, you'll feel
hurl.
Things.
Yeah, gotcha.
Typical stuff. There's not a lot on the old television this weekend because there's something else called the Euros.
Yeah, the Euros and the golf are basically going to suck up all the television this weekend. Certainly in my house, that's the plan anyway.
So you're going to have to go to streaming services. There's two I want to give a quick mention to. Fatherhood is streaming now on Netflix. Kind of in the same vein. This is Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart,
in a more serious role. So basically he plays a dad whose wife passes away during childbirth and he's left to raise the baby on his own with his family. And it's kind of... it's Kevin Hart being Kevin Hart, but also with a little bit of heart, if you will.
So is it, I've seen bits of the trailer and stuff. It seems like, you know, he's faced with a lot of perceptual stereotypes as to what a dad is going to be like. And then he goes to like a parent group, but it's like a mom's group. They're all like, why are you here? And he's like, because I'm a parent just like you are.
Yeah, I think it's kind of overcoming stigma and overcoming the battle of being on your own and all that sort of stuff. It looks like a nice one to watch. It's streaming now on Netflix. And Maria would kill me if I didn't mention that Series 5 of Working Moms is now on Netflix.
Definitely.
It's her favourite show in the world. It is absolutely brilliant. There's another great series actually on Netflix called Motherland. It's a BBC series. It's been running for years, but all of a sudden everyone started watching it. It's Sharon Horgan wrote it and you're running from Line of Duty's in it. Really, really funny 20-minute episodes.
Excellent.
Super easy to binge.
Motherland, okay.
And I'll give you two movies for the weekend. La La Land is on Sunday night.
I've never seen it.
Neither have I.
I might watch it. I know. It's just, I don't know, something about that era of Hollywood does nothing for me, but
it's
I don't know.
It's so divisive. I've met so many people who are like, it's the best film, it's changed my life. And then loads of people are like, oh God, I turned it off after 40 minutes. So it's on the telly, knock it on Saturday night and see if it's any
Saturday
use.
Saturday night.
And then Sunday night, Lady Bird is on.
Lady Bird is
Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah,
yes.
Actually, can I give you one really quick suggestion?
One.
There's a show on RT2 tonight called My Left Nut. And the reason I'm mentioning is we actually spoke to the guy behind this show a couple of years ago. It was based on a stage show, but it's a guy from the north called Michael Patrick who... when he was a teenager, his testicle swelled to the size of a Coke can.
That's right.
Yeah, we challenged him a couple of years ago on the stage show. It's an absolutely incredible story. It's been turned into a TV show.
Brilliant.
On the BBC.
So very quickly, when and what was that?
10 o'clock tonight, Mind Left Nut or T2.
Or T2, brilliant. Thank you very much, Emer. As always, it's Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.